You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Jennifer. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Hi, actually I'm calling on behalf of a customer. My name is Wendy, calling from Fred Loy Insurance. She just needed assistance. However, it looks like we weren't able she said that you guys weren't able to verify that she had the roadside assistance, so I just wanted to call back and see if we were able to see what we can do to get that verified since she does have it.
Okay, no worries. Give me just a moment. And can I have the phone number of the ticket that she called in on?
Yeah, it's 720 551 3542.
Thank you. And her name?
Her name is Amy Diana Miranda.
Is her first name spelled kind of odd? Spell her first name for me.
Yeah, it's H E I M Y.
There we go. Okay, I have the ticket pulled up. Give me just a moment. One moment. Alrighty, give me just a moment. I'm trying to look in a different system here. I know we've been having some issues locating the customer's policies, but I'm going to try something different here. What's the policy number that you have for the customer?
Yeah, it's 68-509-899-228.
Thank you so much. Alrighty, and for security purposes, can I have you to verify the customer's address on the policy?
Yeah, it is 9850 Federal Boulevard, Unit 325, Federal Heights, Colorado, 80260.
Yes, ma'am, I have located the policy, and what is the year, make, and model of the vehicle?
It is a 1997 GMC Yukon.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have the customer on the other end of the line?
Yeah, I can. I'm not sure if she disconnected or not, but if she did, would it still pull up if I told her to just call you guys back?
I can give her a call as well.
Okay, then I'll try to transfer, and then, yeah, if it doesn't transfer, then I assume she might have disconnected.
Okay, and if it disconnects, I promise I'll give her a call back.
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure. Hello? Hello, my name is Jennifer with Emergency Roadside Assistance. We have your account pulled up.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to go ahead and get it dispatched out. I spoke with your representative and we did access the policy. Okay, so I just wanted to verify and make sure that a good callback number for you is 720-551-3542.
Yes.
All right, give me one moment. All right, just to verify, the vehicle that you're calling in about today is the 97 Yukon GMC?
Yes.
And what color is the vehicle?
White.
You said white?
Yeah.
Okay, and would you like to opt into the text message feature where we message you the driver's name and phone number and the EPA?
Sorry, can you repeat?
Would you like to receive a text message of the driver's name and phone number and the estimated time of arrival?
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Message data rates may apply. What's the issue that you're having with your vehicle today?
My case is inside the car.
I do apologize. Would you happen to have me on speaker? It sounds like you're very far away. I do apologize.
My keys is inside of my car.
You locked your keys inside of the car? Hello? Hello, caller, are you there?
Yeah. My keys is inside in my car.
You've locked your keys inside the car?
Yes.
Are you requesting a lockout service?
I have a question for what?
Are you requesting a lockout service where we just get access into the car?
Yes.
All right, just a moment. We can definitely get that started for you. Just a couple of questions. If it doesn't apply, you can state no, okay?
No.
All right, and the car, the keys are inside of the car. And mm-hmm. Are there any broken keys involved?
No.
All right, and do you have power windows and power locks?
I have a what? Sorry.
Power windows and power locks?
Yeah.
Okay, do you plan to be the person with the vehicle when the driver gets there? Hello?
Look me up, text, because I know English, but I can have a conversation. So
I'm sorry, repeat that for me. Hello?
Yes.
Will you be the person with the vehicle when the driver gets there?
Bueno, okay. Can you repeat me, please? Sorry. Hello.
Se me hace que le colgaste, ¿no?
No, ahí está. No, aquí no sé si lo puso como en.
Ponlas en pato. Ahí tiene un multiplicador. Empieza con M.
¿De qué? ¿La llamada?
O sea, poner asunto.
Hello?
Ya está. Yeah, hello?
Yes, ma'am. Do you plan to be the person with the vehicle?
Hello?
Yes, do you plan to be the person with the vehicle when the driver gets there on scene?
Yes.
Alrighty. And what is the address location? Are you at a business or residence?
Give me a sec. Let me look at the location. So right now I'm on under and fourth. I'm on a King Super parking lot.
Is there an address?
Yes, yeah, so it's 880 E 104th Avenue, Thornton, Colorado.
Is this a business or a residence?
It's a business.
What's the name of the store?
King Super. No, it's an issue.
I'm sorry, repeat that for me.
Oh, sorry. I'm in Planet Fitness, not King Super. Sorry, King Super is just next to me.
All right, so the vehicle is located in the Planet Fitness parking lot.
Yes. You have sorry. It's I got the wrong one. It's 760 E 104th Avenue, Dorset.
I'm sorry, repeat that for me.
760 E 104th Avenue.
Right. Give me one moment. I'm going to place you on a brief hold.
No es por eso. Por favor. ¿En qué andas?
Okay, thank you so much. I have you mapped and located here. Now, I do see here with your account that you are covered for $50 with your roadside assistance. So, for any reason, if you did end up having an out-of-pocket expense, I'll call and let you know before we set up the service. But if you receive a text message, that means that you're good and you don't have anything to pay out of pocket, okay?
Okay, but do you know how long is that gonna take?
I won't know until I actually start calling the providers once I release the line with you.
How long is that gonna
Once I release the line and start calling the drivers, I'll get quotes and see if they're available. It goes by availability.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so a text message will come to your phone shortly.
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Oye,
¿por qué no le hablas a mi papá? Nomás se van a cubrir $50 y puede ser que sea más, pero, o sea, todavía no sabes bien.
¿Pero cómo?
O sea, que nomás te cubre $50.
Ajá.
Pero a lo mejor va a ser mal o a lo mejor sí está bien, pero que no sabe hasta que te mande un texto de mensaje.
Ay, no, home.
Y ya para la otra vez se la olvidó a Cindy porque hizo lo mismo. La otra vez se la abrió a Cindy porque también le pasó lo mismo con esa camioneta.
Pues es que le marqué a mi tío, pero no me contestó. Y haz de cuenta que la puerta, o sea, haz de cuenta que apenas le cerré así cuando me acordé de la pinche llave. Y tú haz de cuenta que la puerta en sí ni está ni cerrada, haz de cuenta que está pues como así abierta. ¿sí me escuchas?
Sí, déjame. A ver qué llegó. O a ver qué te mandan mensajes.
¿Pero mensaje de qué? ¿Para qué?